Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is percent yield. Percent yield, what it is a percentage describing how much material was obtained as compared to how much should have been obtained according to stoichiometry. The calculation is simply part over total times 100%, where part is how much was obtained actually performing the lab, and total is how much should have been obtained calculated by stoichiometry. Let's take a look at a generic chemical equation. A plus B yields C. And we were told that according to stoichiometry, we should make 40 grams of product C. Well, we went to the lab, we did the experiment, but we only created 37.4 grams of product C. Our percent yield would be 37.4 divided by 40, 40 being the amount that we should have made according to stoichiometry, and that would give us 93.5% yield. So it's a pretty straightforward calculation. It's like part over total times 100%, and that gives us our percent yield. Well, is 93.5% yield a good result? There's really no right answer, as it depends on the equation, depends on the chemical reaction. We will do some reactions this year that should obtain close to 100% yield. Other reactions don't get close to that, no matter how careful you are. Side reactions, as they are called, are often present and affect percent yield. In the petroleum industry, for example, a barrel is 42 gallons, and when they make gasoline from that, they only get 19 gallons of gasoline out of 42 gallons of crude oil. Well, there are other products made, such as aviation fuel, but still, the percent yield for the gasoline is under 50% there, and that's considered a good yield. Needless to say, the maximum percent yield in any reaction is 100%. If you get more than 100%, I would suggest that you redo your mathematics. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of percent yield. Remember that you could get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.